T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, DZ, you made it through the third week. We made it to Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. This came out yesterday. They are officially charging Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death on the Rusta set. Because I totally, I don't want to say I forgot about it, because somebody did die. A woman lost her life, which is awful. But we hadn't heard about it in a long time. And so they finally came back, because this all happened in New Mexico. And in Santa Fe, they said finally that he is being charged because he was both an actor and a producer on the movie, and he pulled the trigger as the actor, but he also had the duty to make sure the set was safe as a producer. Ooh. So I thought, oh, because yesterday I was kind of like, it's so crazy that you can hand someone a prop gun, allegedly, and if they use it and it's loaded, it's on you. To me, that'd be like the safety gun person, and you're like, no, if you point it at someone, that's it. And I'm like, but people use play guns all the time and point them, and kids use play guns.
Well, kids.
You know what I mean?
That know no better, not a grown man.
And why would there be armor, a real gun, though, on a set? I still don't understand that at all.
Prop guns are still real guns, realistically.
That's
it's just
stupid.
They fire ballistics. They
why
need to
would
look
you do
good.
That?
The thing is, the armor is getting charged in this, too. They put live rounds in a prop gun. Baldwin,
stupid.
Being the Baldwin he is, picked it up like a child, pew, pew, thinking that there was just blanks, whatever, and nah.
Pick up Baldwin, he has picked it up. I don't know what that means. Picked it up like a child.
Oh, you know what it means.
I know the Baldwins are wild, but it still doesn't make it make sense. Like, I don't know. In my mind, maybe I'm an amateur, I just assumed if you're an actor and you're on a set, the person handling that kind of stuff gives it to you, and you assume that why would you ever assume there's a live round and a gun somebody gives you on a set? That
being said, it's happened before. Gun 101, you don't point it at anyone.
Why do you have, I just don't get the real guns at all on sets, or any kinds of live rounds and guns. Makes no sense to me.
It's harder to make it edit and make it look like a real gunshot off of a rubber gun.
With graphics, with the stuff they do with digital stuff, they can't make it look real now. Come
on. I'm just
saying,
some of these people can't got it.
Stupid.
Don't get it and will never have it.
I do understand, though, if he's a producer, he is liable 100%. That makes sense to me, why it would be on him to make the set safe. You know what I mean?
Him and the armorer make sense, because she was the one responsible to make sure that there wasn't live rounds in a gun.
That just blows my mind. The whole thing was just so preventable and stupid. I think that's the whole moral of the story that doesn't make any sense. So Alec Baldwin officially charged with involuntary manslaughter, and that's all we know about that. We'll keep you updated. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, and we are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, week 3, Friday. We made it, my friend.
It's a wrap. Ooh. It's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen.
My
week
God.
4 for some more on Monday.
I'm losing my voice. I went out last night.
Whoa.
I didn't even go out too late last night. I feel like I'm losing my voice today, though. Maybe I was talking too much.
Maybe you're going through puberty again.
I don't think so. Probably not. Probably not. But DZ, coming up next, I want to talk about something that happened to a friend of mine who ordered a package. I'm sure people can relate to this. Something wild happened with the package she ordered that never showed up. But then it did show up. But I'll tell you about it next.
Huh?
Oh, DZ. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. And we are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Happy Friday, my friend.
Friday, we made it. Let's get it.
We did it. And I was going to tell you something. I got a text the other day from one of my girlfriends. And she's like, yo, I ordered these shoes for me and my kids online and they never came. And she goes, and I was waiting and I was like, where are these shoes? I really wanted these shoes. And DZ, you know what happened?
What happened?
Somebody showed up at their house because it was addressed to them. Somebody showed up and said, hey, we just found this box in a ditch by our house. Here you go. I know it sounds shady, but
that
it was actually
sketchy.
Right. But the shoes were there. And this family, whoever this woman was that dropped it off, basically was like, yo, like, here's your box. And she was like, so basically the box never came.
Uh-huh.
And then some random person found it in a ditch with the shoes still in it, all like muddied and dirty. And I was like,
so warned.
No. Like not worn. Like when it had rained.
Oh, the box had opened.
The box. Not worn. I know. I sound sketchy, right? I would have thought they were worn too.
This story's just getting sketchier and sketchier to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'm like you, DZ, where at first I thought somebody stole it and wore them and then they tried to. No. It's like somebody clearly stole it or either didn't deliver it. Or it's almost like you could even been one of those situations where a delivery driver threw it in a ditch.
Porch pirates.
Anything. They opened it. They didn't want it. They threw it back out. Something like that.
Man.
And then somebody else found it and was kind enough to like return it to her and bring it to her house. And I was like, that is the craziest thing ever. She's like, literally somebody found it in a ditch. Like all muddied, half opened, but everything was still inside of it, which is even weirder in my opinion.
That sounds so sketch to me, yo.
Do you think they just opened it, didn't want the shoes, and then threw it in a ditch?
I think that whoever brought it to their house had something to do with it.
She told me about the woman that brought it. She didn't sound sketchy.
Some people don't sound sketchy and end up being sketchy.
Why would you go out of your way, though, to like deliver a package?
They felt bad. Let's say they opened it.
You're a thief. What are you feeling bad about?
Porch pirates do this all the time. They don't return the package, but say they see something, don't want it,
yeah,
toss it.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody around them knows, they might feel bad and go, you know what? I'm going to at least return it. Or who's really going to pick up a dirty, muddy, nasty box up out of a ditch and go, oh, this has someone's address on it. Let me go pick this up, go out of my way to go bring them this muddy package.
No, I don't know.
Man, that whole story sounds sketch.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm thinking they were trying to return them and be like, hey, here, at least you can get your money back because they weren't the shoes we thought.
We thought we were going to steal some really nice shoes,
maybe call it a pair of J's or something. I've had friends get shoes stolen religiously. It's okay. A thing. Maybe they thought it was going to be a nice pair of shoes.
Maybe. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Oh, good morning. What's crack-a-lackin' Jackin?
Oh, it's Destiny's in the house.
What up?
We never hear from you at 6:30. This is great.
I know. I was like, hey, I'm done. Can I go? And he was like, yeah, because you brought me chorizo and eggs this morning. You can leave early. Like, yes, it worked.
Destiny, it worked. You work at FedEx, right?
Yes, I do.
So you work with packages?
I drive the forklift. I work with the freight, like the big stuff on the skids.
You have no insight then on how this package ended up in a ditch.
Or maybe she hears some stories.
You this.
What
were you doing looking in the ditch in the first place?
Thank you.
I don't know. Somebody said it was by their house.
Where was this ditch located? In the front of the house, in the side of the house, in the back of the house?
Right.
Let me pull up the
text.
Was
it your ditch? And somebody
were you
that
looking
you
for
know?
Eggs? It ain't Easter, and I'll tell you this right now: ain't no one Easter hunting this year, anyways, with the egg prices.
I'm just curious.
I got so many questions for this person.
You know,
they said if I return it, maybe I'll get a reward for it.
Maybe they'll be kind.
That's another take on it. That's another there take on it. I didn't think about the reward thing. I don't know. All right. Well, listen, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk about weird things that happen to your packages and why.
Pause.
And we're going to try to be detectives and figure out how this package ended up in a ditch. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. We are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ, I was just telling you this kind of shady story.
Kinda is a good way to start it. Kinda shady and getting shadier by the minute I think of it.
Very shady about my friend who had ordered these shoes and they never came. And then one day some woman miraculously like showed up on her door and was like, hey, I literally found this package. It's addressed to you. It was in a ditch and the package was like half open and the shoes were still in there, but the package was all dirty because it had rained and the whole thing was weird. So it was just, I feel like everybody's got a story about what happens with their packages.
Oh, porch pirates are out
it's
here.
It's everywhere, you know?
I see the Ring camera videos.
Yeah, it's very strange. So, good morning. Welcome to the show. Emily in South Milwaukee. So
good morning, guys. Welcome to
the family. Hey, girl.
The porch pirates will get you.
If you call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song on this show. And Emily in South Milwaukee is one of them, as you just heard. So, what's your story, Emily?
So I live like up on Port Washington Road. Mm-hmm. Like I work in South Milwaukee.
Oh, good
really
story.
Really weird. And it's really weird to like always have packages go missing because like we got a bunch of bus stops right out front. It's a really busy street.
Mm.
And I've had multiple packages get stolen, go missing or whatever. And so I've had replacement packages sent to me a ton. And then twice I've had people come and like bring me the other package and like, it's never been sketchy where it's been opened or anything, but it's just like the idiot like sent it to the wrong house.
Yeah, dropped it off at the wrong house.
And that's the thing where it's like a month and a half later and
that's what happened to her.
Like, this package has been here.
Mm-hmm.
Like this package has just been sitting here and nobody's touched it. So I finally looked at the address. And yeah, so.
And it wasn't our address.
No, and it wasn't our address.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
more
then
believable.
I've also had ones that just never show up.
Right.
Right. Well, then you know it's gone.
It's sketch all around. The whole thing's weird.
Yeah.
But
super sketch. I agree with these people that, like, I feel like someone checked it out was like, these are not the shoes I want.
I would buy that. No, I'm not that naive to the world. Like, I mean, I want to believe in people and think they're good, but I'm not that dumb. So I feel you on that. I've been around the block enough to know people are sketchy. So I'm with you on that. All right. Thanks for calling, Emily. We'll talk to you later.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Bye.
Happy Friday.
Danny's in Oak Creek. Good morning, Danny. What's your story with package deliveries?
So good morning. Yeah, it wasn't exactly a package, but it was a rebate from Menards, and we were like going through like a whole remodel of the house. I mean, we new doors. I mean, everything.
Yeah,
they really do the rebate.
$1,000.
The rebate's good.
I thought that was just a hook to get you. Damn.
You got to do the rebate if you're spending a lot of money, then you get a lot back.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For
but
sure.
You got the rebate taken?
Well, it didn't come, and like we're looking up online. It said it was sent, and we're like, are you kidding me? Like this is a huge one. Well, then, like, a couple months later, a little old lady was at our door, and she's like, excuse me. She's like, me and my husband, we're going to go to Menards, and I was going to use a rebate. And I looked, and I'm like, she goes, well, that's kind of expensive. And she goes, I looked at the address, and it was yours. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, you're awesome.
She got you.
Like, thank you so much.
Danny, how much was the rebate that you got back?
It was, like, over $1,000.
Wow. Okay, so see, and there are good people in the world. Because
okay.
Look at that story. It
that's,
just says we're
that's
going.
Different.
There's
that's
two
different
stories. Some lady brought the $1,000 back to him. That was nice.
That is nice. I would have been tempted. Danny, I'm going to tell you right now, I would have been tempted. I would have been like, dang.
In other words, DZ would have stolen your money. That's what we're getting at.
That's funny.
Danny, have a great weekend. We're glad you got your money
too.
Back.
Thank you.
Veronica is in Germantown. Veronica, what's your story about, did you lose a package? Somebody steal it?
I did lose a package. You remember when it was windy around Christmas time? It blew off the porch. So I was looking for my package, and I actually found the neighbor's package in the ditch. And I delivered it to their house.
So this is like what happened to my friend.
Was it a pair of shoes and they happened to be a little bit muddy?
Are you the one?
No, it was a long package. I don't know what was in it. I didn't open it.
Oh, that was nice of
Man,
you.
What is
for
y'all
sure.
are nice. I'm not going, you know, ditch trudging to find
either.
Packages and re-deliver them.
No, thank you. I got too much on my plate.
Only because I was looking for my own.
Fair enough.
Veronica. Wow. Bless your heart for returning it because as you just learned, we would not. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We made it to Friday.
Es viernes! ¡Wepa!
Wait, is that my Spanish lesson of the day?
It is.
Es viernes.
It's Friday!
Woo! I like it, DZ.
Es viernes.
I want to talk about something very close to everyone's heart in Wisconsin, but before that, can you just verify for everyone that a coworker of ours walked into the studio the other day yesterday started speaking in Spanish, and I didn't even turn my head and responded in Spanish, and I realized how far my Spanish has come in 2.5 weeks.
The level of impressed that I was, because I was in that same moment turning to translate, answer, and explain with another Spanish lesson, whether we on air or off air, throwing a little Spanish lesson whenever we can, right? You got both sentences on, no question, no hesitation.
I don't even know how I did it. It's amazing how if you stay around someone who speaks enough Spanish, you start to understand it. It's a real thing.
It is. Oh, yeah.
And so when he walked in and started, I didn't even realize I understood him until I responded. I went, oh, my God, I just understood everything he said.
Your brain was unlocking some of those Spanish lessons from back, you know what I'm saying, when you took them in school. All those little things getting broop, unlocked.
I took Spanish in high school, and then I minored in it in college, but I didn't finish college because I left to do radio.
But you retained it.
But I retained some of that, clearly, so.
We just got to, you know, keep digging, unearth it. We got to get it. Es viernes. It's Friday.
Okay, can we talk about the Culver's drama? Because I am here for it. I don't know if everyone has seen this, but Facebook, where everybody loves to come out and play and go off on everyone, this story was everywhere about Culver's is switching from Pepsi products to Coke products.
Right, right.
And the internet lost their mind. And some, you were either one or the other.
Hi, I'm the internet.
Yeah,
I'm not very happy about this, but okay.
I was pumped. I am a Diet Coke girl all day. And so a lot of times I'll go to Culver's and I'll get, you know, a burger with no bun. Phenomenal. And they'll make it for you with no bun. I eat it with like a knife and fork. It's so good. And I won't get a drink because I don't care.
Because you don't
I'm
like
not a Diet,
Diet
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
I'll just go home and drink a Diet Coke.
And drink a Diet Coke. Which makes sense. Makes sense.
But you.
I like Mountain Dew from the fountain. When it's a dew and I'm at Culver's, those two meet.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm at T-Bell, those two meet. Anywhere else, I'm not drinking Mountain Dew. But that's my drink when I go to get fast food. So the fact that they're even thinking, have the audacity to try to get rid of Mountain Dew, offends me and my family. My son will now not go to Culver's.
I didn't even think about the Mountain Dew. Yes, you will. I didn't even, going even though they had Diet Pepsi.
Let's be real, it's Culver's.
But you know, we like to fight the man. So I didn't even think about the Mountain Dew being an issue, but I get how many people will be sad that that's gone. Because for me, I'm just going, oh, I got Diet Coke now. Culver's, thank you. We're good to go, you know.
And one of my guys hit me up too, because he was listening. He said, oh man, Dr. Pepper's going too. I'm so salty.
Dr. Pepper is a loss. It's an L for the team.
No, it's not, because they released and said, don't worry, though, if you're a fan of root beer and Dr. Pepper at Culver's, you can still get those products.
So they have a way to keep. Oh, this is good to know.
That's tea, because they're getting rid of Mountain Dew, but not Dr. P.
Right.
How does that make sense?
Some sort of thing. I don't know. Somebody that works for Pepsi or Coke would be able to tell us how that works. But obviously, because usually you have Pepsi or Coke and it's like one or the other, right?
So then obviously there's a way to keep Mountain Dew too.
I guess. Oh, look at you. DZ's standing there all mad about it.
I'm big mad and I'm pouting about
it. Listen, Culver's, I love you. I'm here for the Diet Coke. Keep it coming. Find a way to get him his Mountain Dew and everyone will be happy.
I'm not going to see you this weekend, Culver's, but maybe on Monday.
I don't know when it officially takes over the change, but it will start to change. So get ready, everybody. Culver's going from Pepsi to Coke. And I'm here for it. Sorry, DZ. Meghan Trainor's back, DZ. Look at that.
She ain't never left.
She never left. That's true. By the way, two chances to win Disney on Ice tickets coming up this hour.
That's right. I forgot we was doing two.
This hour.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I would love to be in a room with these two guys. I think it would be the most fun time ever. DZ, I don't know if you heard about this, but Snoop Dogg and Pete Davidson are making the news this morning because they were both named captains for the 2023 Pro Bowl.
No, they were not.
They were, and I saw this headline. I go, I want to hang out with both of them. I've hung out with Snoop. I've never met Pete Davidson, but if you put them two in a room, I would like. That would be the funnest hangout ever.
Some weird jokes and a lot of smokes.
So. Yes, a lot for sure. But here's my next question, DZ. You played football in college at Lakeland.
I did.
And so I said I was really excited when I saw this headline, but what's the Pro Bowl? Because you know I'm only showing up for the halftime show. I'm coming to your party. If you invite me to your Super Bowl party, I'll be there for the little weenies. or the big weenies.
Sorry,
and I'll
fellas.
Be there. And I'll also be there for the Rihanna halftime show. What is the Pro Bowl?
Listen, so the Pro Bowl is for any team that isn't playing in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like, this the game the week before, basically.
Is it all celebrities or is it professional football players?
It's actual professional football players. But they'll do skills challenges. They do celebrity games.
Oh.
Now, if they're the coaches...
That's what I'm
going to
say.
If they're the captains, they might be the celebrity coach for the actual Pro Bowl team.
Because Snoop always coached. Snoop coached his kids. He was always a football coach.
And he's got a huge, like, actual youth league out in California where he runs the league for a lot of people. He still coaches, I'm pretty sure, to this day.
And what about Pete Davidson? I don't get that one.
He ain't got nothing to do with football.
He's just there to smoke.
he's there to,
hang out.
Joke and smoke.
Joke and smoke is 100% right. Oh, I am so here for it. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I see it happens in February, like you said, right before the Super Bowl. And
this
I'm
is
excited.
Gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
Snoop, logical. He's a sports guy. Pete Davidson, I don't think he's ever been athletic a day in his life.
No, but they were both named captains for the 2023 Pro Bowl.
Most athletic this man was ever in was dating Kim Kardashian.
Right, and that probably took it out of him for sure. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. I'm losing my voice, DZ. I gotta stop. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I actually went out with my girls last night. Ladies night. It was so refreshing.
Ladies night.
Love seeing the ladies. I hadn't had a good girls night in a hot minute.
You know it was a good ladies night if you're losing your voice.
I'm losing my voice. You know, we talk a lot. You know how women are when they get together. It's a lot of that all night long. So anyway. So DZ, I was dying to tell you this story because we are giving away Disney on Ice tickets on this show this week, right?
We've been doing it all week, yeah. Mm-hmm. People been winning, and I've been jealous, yes.
Yep, very jealous because you got baby Sammy. You got to take baby Sammy to Disney on Ice.
We have to.
I know
it's
a
not
guy.
A choice. We got it.
We know a guy. We know a guy. We'll get you some tickets. But Disney on Ice is coming, and it's one of the things that, you know, just working at the radio station, I'll be completely honest, I've always been lucky enough to take my kids every single year, you know, to Disney on Ice when it comes to the Pfizer Forum. And we have a good time. Well, they're 9 and 11 now. So something inside of me kind of felt like I thought they might not want to go.
They're too old.
I thought they might not want to go or something.
You don't want to go watch Mickey Mouse skate around.
That's kind of what I thought,
right? Right, right, right. Naturally, they're 9 and 11. They're grown men.
Yes, naturally. So I just kind of didn't really think anything of it. I didn't ask for tickets, right? And I didn't buy any tickets. And then we're driving down the road the other day when we went to go have dinner.
Right.
With you and your wife, Erin, and your baby, Sammy.
Okay, so you got Owen and Hudson in the car.
In the car. And throughout the day, you know, things play on the radio with our voices. And somebody asked me last night, do you hear yourself? I go, I don't even hear myself on the air. Well, like, if we're in the car, I don't even hear my own voice anymore because we've just been on the air so long. But my kids do. And apparently we had said something about how we were giving away Disney on Ice tickets. And my kids
Of course.
My kids heard that on the air as I was driving. With them in the car.
So what'd they do?
So they go, Disney on Ice is back? And I go, it is. And they're like, we're going, right? Their little entitled selves. I go, what? And they go, we're going, right? You always take us, Mom. It's one of our favorite things to do with you. And I'm like,
it's a tradition to them.
It's a tradition. I go, wait, you guys want to go to Disney on Ice? They go, yeah. And then they got mad that I like.
Did you tell them? I thought y'all were too old.
I said, I thought you would just not be interested anymore. And they go, are you crazy? We love Disney on Ice, and that's just a reminder that you're always a kid in your heart, right?
A kid at heart, for sure.
And people love Disney, even adults. So the boys were mad at me. Owen and Hudson were, like, mad
that I... You got the stank eye from both them boys.
I got the stank eye. They were like, we can't believe you wouldn't take us to Disney on Ice.
How dare you assume that we're too old to watch Mickey Mouse skate?
They were like, we always want to go. We love Disney on Ice. It's such a fun show. And I'm like, it is fun. And everybody can relate because everybody's seen Disney movies, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So shame on me for thinking they had outgrown it.
I'm upset on their behalf now, too.
I know.
How dare you think that they're too old and too grown, even though they definitely are and giant in height.
They look like they're 50. I know. And here I am sending emails. Who's got Disney on Ice tickets? Somebody give me Disney on Ice tickets, quick.
I'll go.
Tickets are on sale, so I can't go buy them. That's not a problem. But I was, like, shocked. I messed up as a mother. Oh, well. I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him.
You got to take him.
And you
got
to take baby Sammy. Maybe we'll make it a group outing.
It's the next Kiss family outing.
It's our next family outing.
Got to take the kiddos to Disney on Ice.
The cool thing is all week we've been giving away tickets to the show on February 10th at the Pfizer, which is a 7 p.m. show on Friday night. And since we were off on Monday for Martin Luther King's birthday, we have an extra four-pack today.
Oh, because Monday we were... Mm-hmm. So somebody going to double up. Well, not somebody going to double up. Two people are going to single up with four packs of tickets.
So I think since we are going to give some away at 7:45, why don't we give away the extra four pack right now? What the hell? Before we do Am I the Jerk? Let's do one right now.
Can we do that?
We can do... It's our show. We can do whatever we want.
Ooh, let's do that.
Okay, so caller... How about this? Okay, caller 30...
Bet.
...is going to go see Disney on Ice right now. 414-533-1037... Do they have to do trivia? Or are we just giving them to them?
We should do trivia.
I'm down for that. I'm down for Disney trivia, but somebody's going to win 414-533-1037, an extra shot at Disney on Ice tickets. What? It's Friday. Want to make people happy. Put them in a good mood.
Fry-yay, if you will. Fry-yay,
yes. 103.7, Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, Es Viernes.
Es Viernes.
Cool, I'm working.
Muy bien.
Gracias.
Look at you answering
Look
the sentence,
Look at me bantering
dang.
With you.
Key. That's Wepa. How you laugh in Spanish. Wepa!
My Spanish is coming along, everybody. Look out. Okay, DZ, we got to give away these Disney on Ice tickets coming to the Pfizer Forum February 10th, and we have an extra set today. So we have a whole nother set at 7:45. But right now, we're going to give this pair away. And on the phone, we've got Ashley in Milwaukee. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Ashley, you a mom?
Yes, I am. How many? Three little girls.
Oh, this is perfect.
Sounds like the perfect setup to me.
Oh, okay. So you want to go see Disney on Ice?
Yes, they asked last year and we weren't able to make it. So I was like, let me give me a chance this morning, see if I could be the caller.
Well, this just might be your day because DZ's got a little bit of trivia for you. What you got for her, DZ?
All right.
Well, I'm going to even give her the choice of which one. Do you want the Lion King trivia question or do you want an Aladdin trivia question?
I love this.
We'll do Lion King.
Lion King?
You got this,
okay.
Ashley.
Okay, Ashley, I believe in you. Here's your here's your Disney on Ice question. What's Simba's evil uncle's name? This is a villain question. What is now I'll be think about this one. What is
Slow
his,
down, he
this
says.
This might be a trick. What is the evil uncle's name? Mm-hmm. It's the evil uncle. You got to think, because this one ain't the same, and he's got a very distinct marking that might give it away.
Mm. Scar.
Is that your final answer, Ashley?
Yes. Yep.
Hey, okay. Ashley, you're going to Disney on Ice. You're taking the girls. Congratulations.
Yeah, they're going to be excited.
No, they are going to be so excited. It's going to be fun stuff. All right, Ashley. Well, congratulations. We're super happy for you. Hold on. We'll get your info, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love that.
They're going to Disney on Ice with the girls.
It's going to be so good.
Talking about a girls' night.
Right. Very nice. All right. Well, we are going to be right back with Am I the Jerk as well. And then we're going to give away more Disney on Ice tickets. And today's Am I the Jerk, by the way, DZ, involves pets. Get ready.
What pet?
A cat.
Fitting for Lion King. Meow.
Right. It's next. Kiss FM.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I guess I could turn our mics on. Can you tell I went out drinking last night? One ladies' night and I'm falling apart. One ladies' night in 3 months and I'm a disaster. Okay, so DZ, Veronica wrote in and she said that she wants to know if she's a jerk because she lets her cats run freely in her new neighborhood. She just bought her first house. The neighbors have been complaining, but she said the cat just won't stop meowing. So she lets it out and she lets it go.
She doesn't want to be annoyed, so go ahead and annoy the neighbors.
It's kind of what she said.
A little bit.
Let's go to the phones. Terry is in Racine. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Terry, do you think Veronica's a jerk because she lets her cats run freely even though the neighbors have complained?
No, I don't think she's a jerk.
Okay, go on.
So cats are like very private, elegant creatures at times. So they don't, when they poop outside, they do the way they do in a litter box. They'll kind of dig to try and hide it. So I don't think the cats are the ones pooping in his yard.
Detective.
Outside for years, and as a little girl, I would see them. I'm like, why are they digging in the dirt? I don't get it. But then
they were pooping.
But as a person, I'm like, you really gonna let your animal come over here and do this in my yard? I would be annoyed. But I didn't know this about cats either.
Does every cat dig though? I've seen some lazy cats. I'm not wasting my time digging.
Right. That's how. If I was a cat, I wouldn't dig.
I'd dump and dip.
I'm out. Dude.
Dump and dip, baby.
Especially in the neighbor's yard. Who cares? All right, Terry. Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate your input today.
That was the digging.
Yep.
Have a good weekend.
You too. So she said, not a jerk.
Nope.
Interesting.
Nope.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones. Now we have a regular. She called in 5 days in a row and got her own theme song, and she is saucy. Sandra.
Yeah, I'm different.
Saucy Sandra, is Veronica a jerk for just letting her cats run freely and go in the neighbor's yard?
Yeah, she kind of really is.
Mm-hmm.
See?
If you want to let your cat outside, get a catio.
A what? Wait, what? What
is that? Don't say that's a cat patio. Saucy, do not say that's a cat patio.
It sure is.
What?
It's like a screen-in porch.
For a cat?
For your cat.
On. I'm bougie, but I'm not that bougie. Come on now. Are you kidding me right now?
Listen.
Totally serious. Yes, a catio.
That's interesting.
It's cute.
I've seen cat packs.
Like, and your cat is probably meowing incessantly and nasty-like because you don't have it spayed or neutered. So spay or neuter your cat.
Yep. Adopt, don't
shop.
And
wouldn't be doing that.
I don't know.
Once again, you're the jerk lady.
Boom.
Valid points, though. Yep. Valid points.
Everybody's bringing good points today. Saucy Sandra, we appreciate you.
Oh, of course. I appreciate you guys as well.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Have a good weekend.
Have a fantastic weekend, guys.
Bye.
You too. So that's one jerk, one not a jerk, which means
the deciding vote
will be another regular caller. She just recently earned her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Good morning, Nicole in Wauwatosa.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning.
You're the tiebreaker today, Nicole. Is Veronica a jerk because she lets her cats freely run outside and the neighbors have complained, but the cats are annoying her, so she lets them out anyway?
No, I do not think she's a jerk.
What?
Wow.
No, caller why?
Said, go on.
Okay, because cats are like secretive little poopers, okay? So if anybody's pooping in her yard, it's the neighborhood cats, not hers.
Oh.
Okay? I let my cat outside because he just screams at the door. So what am I supposed to do? And I also have neighborhood cats.
Get a litter box? I don't know.
Always afraid, like, are they going to get into a tussle? But no, like, nobody wants to hear your cat screaming at the back door.
Wait a second. Some won't go in the litter box.
Some cats won't use a litter box. If it's an outdoor cat, they're not going inside.
Oh, my gosh. This is why I don't have a cat.
So the neighborhood cats aren't pooping in a litter box. Those are the ones probably pooping on the lawn.
Or plot twist, it's the kids blaming it on the neighbor's cats.
Oh, come on. You would be able to tell the difference.
It's always on. As a cat owner and one with little children, my child has pooped in the yard before.
Oh, God.
No shame. No shame. He has no shame.
It's possible. It sounds crazy, but it's possible.
I like where DZ's going with this one. It's definitely the kid.
Oh, my God. You're out of your mind. It's both of you right now.
Wow. So she's not the jerk, though.
No.
Well, I am fascinated by this since I don't have a cat and I don't know anything about this stuff. But apparently I'm learning today that cats, some go inside, some go outside. And this is all just acceptable for real?
Shout out Larry the cat.
Might be the cat. Okay, well, there you go. Fine, not a jerk. That was the consensus.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Dang, dude. They gave him $82 million, DZ. $82 million. I mean, that is a Flo Rida sued the energy drink company Celsius, who he apparently supposedly helped found and was endorsing. He was one of their endorsers, had a deal with them. I don't know what, I've never had any of this. I've never had this energy drink. Have you?
Never tried it. Flo Rida's endorsement didn't make me want to try it either.
No, no. But the company, when he got involved with it, he said, you know, he just wanted a percentage of the company. Well, eventually the endorsement deal ended and then the company really blew up. And so he sued him and he's like, hold on, hold on. You didn't pay me the money you were supposed to give me. He took them to court and he won $82 million from this energy drink company.
$82,640,450. Yeah, boy got paid. That's a lot of apple bottom jeans. That's a lot of boots with the fur. That's a lot of, you ain't got to worry about nothing for a little bit, Flo Rida.
He was an ambassador for the company from 2014 to 2018. And this is what's so crazy about it. His attorney said he just wanted the 1% ownership he was promised, and he would have been willing to accept the stock instead of the monetary award, and the company was still fighting with them. So when he sued, now, so they basically, they should have just given him the 1% stock.
They shot themselves in the foot.
100%. 100%.
They could have gotten off far more scot-free than
what they
really
did. If they had given him the 1%, and now they're going to pay him $82 million.
Love to see it.
Woo.
I love to see
it. Enjoy that, Flo Rida. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, DZ. We made it through week three, the new Kiss Morning Show.
Es viernes.
Es viernes.
Friday.
That's my Spanish for the day.
Go tell somebody. Es viernes.
So, DZ, you brought up something to me the other day that we need to discuss next. Yes?
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm going to discuss or just end up yelling.
Something that you do and you don't know why you do it, but I think a lot of people do this.
Became a pet peeve over like the last 72 hours.
But
basically.
You still do it.
I got them on now.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Ali and DZ on a Friday. 3 weeks we made it. The new Kiss Morning Show, DZ. I mean, you're not new to the building. You've worked here off and on since 2014, but you're back and I'm happy about it. And I learned something new about you this week, especially when we went out to dinner with our families. You brought something up that we got to talk about right now, my friend.
Let's get it. So when we were out to dinner, actually the whole day, not even then. So since the morning when I got dressed to come to work.
This was Tuesday, I think.
On Tuesday.
Yep.
So Tuesday morning, I grabbed a pair of socks out of my drawer.
Yeah.
I put them on, went through, put my shoes on, and left the house. I don't put my socks on until the very last thing.
Like, same.
Literally
shoes
the last
thing. Shoes and socks
thing.
Are my last thing.
And then I walk
100%.
Out the door.
100%. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Socks were on. Shoes came on. I walked out the door. I get about 3-4 steps out the door when my sock rolls right off my ankle.
Dude, I hate it when my socks roll down. Mm. I hate it when that happens.
So I went through all morning, sock rolling down my foot, taking my shoe off, pulling my sock back up.
Yes.
Went home. Took those socks off and went, I hate you. I'm never going to wear you again. Boom, I threw them down. Then fast forward, we go into dinner. New pair of socks.
You got a new pair out. You
new
did.
New pair of socks.
Okay.
Same thing. Put them on last.
Yeah.
Socks, shoes, walk out the door. 2-3 steps out the house. Rolls off my ankle again.
So this is a new pair that's rolling off your ankle.
Two different pairs of socks, one day. Two socks, one day. Sorry for any triggers on that.
Two socks one day.
It literally drove me insane.
Yeah.
To the degree of me wondering, why in the hell do you never throw these socks away? Because the next day, Wednesday, I wake up, put a pair of socks on.
Same ones.
So I go back and I change my socks. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
At this rate, I'm just going to be carrying extra socks. But I'm wondering, why do I do this to myself? Why do I keep these socks? I've known about these socks. Every time I wear them, I forget about them.
Yep.
Just get rid of them. Why don't I get rid of these things?
Why don't you throw them out? It's just, I get that because I have socks. I wear the ones that are like no show. So I'll wear tennis shoes, but I'll wear socks that you can't see, right?
Is gotta
that
wear the no
yeah,
shows.
The no
ankles.
Shows.
Yep.
I don't want socks sticking out, right? So I have the same issue. And like you, never thought about it, but you're so right, DZ. I walk around and I'll stop in the hall in the building and I'll put my finger in the back of my tennis shoe.
Hook the sock.
And hook the sock. Yes. Hook the sock. That's exactly. I'm doing it right now with my nail. Hook the sock.
Everybody's done it. You know the sock hook that you
do. I'm hooking it right now. I'm going to pull it up. It's going to, and then it's going to fall back down again. I'm going to be mad about it. And yet,
you're not going to throw those socks away.
I'll wash them and they'll be right back in my sock drawer. Why?
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 They're not good
socks.
They
don't fit.
They don't fit. They don't stay. Use them to dust and then toss them.
Why do we do this?
Why? It's not like that. Good socks are good socks, right? These aren't good socks. A hole? You wait until you have a hole in your sock to throw it away? No, you just throw away socks that don't serve you.
Yeah.
None of these socks serve us.
Makes no
Why
sense.
Why not get rid of them? I do this to myself.
Why? And people do this with underwear.
Oh, don't get me started.
They do with all kinds of stuff. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Oh, look who it is, my friend. It is none other than Saucy Sandra. She's keeping it real today.
I totally am because I do the same thing all the time.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
Because we spent money on it and we're cheap.
Yes.
And we're not throwing them away.
Say no more, actually. You're right.
But Saucy, though, I feel you. I hear you. But it's not
someone
like...
Someone else could wear these socks in this house. Yeah.
I don't know why we do it.
It's not like you haven't bought new socks since those socks were in the house. You've got new socks,
That's
new underwear,
true.
New everything. Get rid of the one, two pairs that just drive you insane. Forget about them. They hurt you every time.
You're right.
Same thing with if you get a hole in your sock, but I'm weird and I have to have both of them in order to throw them away. I can't just throw the one with the hole away. I have to have them both. Otherwise, I have a mismatched sock.
That's true. That's true.
Does it bug you when your socks are mismatched?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't do that.
You didn't pay per sock,
though. Because different feelings on each foot. Like, because some of them have a pressure cuff in the arch and other ones don't.
Yeah.
Some are thicker in your shoes than the other ones.
I don't know why we do it. DZ, you're not alone in this problem. You are not alone.
You are not alone.
We all
and
have
I'm
issues.
So glad that you said something because I thought it was just me.
Sandra.
I thought it was being a little bit of a hoarder.
She sounds so dramatic.
And now I'm finding out.
We're all living the same life.
She's acting like we're all going to like a support group. She's like say it with me. My name is Sandra and I keep socks that don't fit me.
I keep socks that don't fit.
At this rate, yeah. It's like a toxic relationship.
Yes.
Stockholm syndrome. It's Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
Stockholm syndrome.
Oh, Lord. All right. Yes. We'll discuss next. Why do we do it to ourselves? Why? Why, DZ?
Stockholm syndrome. We gave it a name.
It's like, hi, I'm DZ and I have a problem. I keep socks that don't fit me. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ, this started because on Tuesday, you discovered that you have a real problem.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go through my socks and get rid of all of the socks that roll down my ankle. I love no-show socks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. It stems from when I was a kid and my parents would only buy me tube socks and you had to roll them down.
Yeah, we've
all done it.
Yep.
So now I only buy no-show low cuts.
I like no-show socks. I just like them visually. I don't like my socks sticking out when I'm wearing tennis shoes.
You want to see a little ankle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
ankle,
just
yes. It means slimming. Isn't that why you do it? Slimming?
Sure. But no, these socks keep rolling down my foot. So now I feel like I got to wage war against my own wardrobe and pick through every piece of sock that I've ever worn in my life to make sure it stays on my foot because I'm not doing this anymore. I'm done.
Well, Skyla was listening in Waukesha and she feels your pain. Good morning, Skyla.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning, Skyla?
I was great until you brought up the socks.
Wait, hold on. What happened? What did I do?
I was rushing out the door, get my steps done to school, listening on the Odyssey app, and my sock rolled down.
Oh, dang it. And then he triggered you because it was happening to you, too.
Yes, and I can't throw the socks out because they don't do that in every pair of shoe I own.
Oh, that's even worse. So it's like you'd have to coordinate the sock.
Now you gotta remember what sock happened in what shoe.
Oh, damn.
Yes, and I was too tired for that logic this morning.
Aren't we all?
Skyla, don't you blame that on me. Don't you blame your sock choice on me, Skyla.
because it's the first time I finally got in. I won't blame you.
Okay, okay. I'll take it. I'll take
well,
it.
Skyla, we love that you got in, and we love that you're listening on the Odyssey app, and you just keep it going, girl. You have a good morning. I hope the socks are not so mean to you this morning.
They'll get better. You guys have a good day.
You
have
too.
A great weekend, Skyla. Thank you.
Bye.
Amanda, one of our regulars, she called 5 days in a row. She got her own theme song in Racine. Amanda's bringing the energy.
More like roll down for what?
Yeah, true. Amanda, do you have socks that roll down, or is it just something you can't get rid of that's garbage? Because we all do this.
Yeah, for me, have you ever seen that episode of SpongeBob where he has the black squeaky boots?
Of course I've seen that episode of SpongeBob.
That was my life for a month. And it made me nuts, but I was like, I bought these. I'm really cheap. I don't want to get new boots. But eventually my husband's like, you got to get it together. You got to get rid of these things.
Ah, so you kept boots for until basically your husband said it's over. You probably would have kept wearing them if he hadn't said anything. Mm. That's the problem.
Yep, I would have been squeaking all over town.
Mm-hmm. Amanda was going to...
I'm the same. I'm just because you get used to it. You totally get used to it, and then you keep wearing them. Do you know what I'm saying?
You tune it out, but then you walk into a store that has hard laminate flooring or something, and you're just squeaking all through Target and Walmart.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, for me, I'm a case manager, so I go to clients' house with those squeaky boots. I'd be like, I'm so sorry. These things just like to talk.
My shoes like to talk.
My dogs is barking.
Oh, man. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. We are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We made it through our third week together, DZ. We did it. New KISS Morning Show.
Sounded like that kid. We did it.
We did it. Dora the Explorer.
We did it.
We did it.
Lo hicimos. We did it.
Yeah.
That's the next Spanish lesson. That's Monday. That's Monday.
Today was Es Viernes.
Es Viernes.
It's Friday.
Good.
I'm learning my Spanish. Thank you very much. Because DZ's worked here since 2014. You left for a little bit. You came back. You're doing mornings. I'm happy you're here. But you've lived in Milwaukee for a long time.
For a while now. Longer than I even realized, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, my son was born in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When he's famous doing something crazy, it's going to say, born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in his Wikipedia page.
Are you one of those, you're one of those parents who want your kid to be famous? Are you one of those
people? I want
him
to do whatever he wants to
do. Oh, good. Good answer.
As long as it pays him a lot of money.
Here we go.
No, but for real.
DZ, so you live in Bayview. I, lived in the heart of Milwaukee for a long time, but there's always good stuff going on the weekends. So I saw there was like a list of cool stuff. I know Monster Jam is coming this weekend.
That is. That's one fun thing that you can do. There's Monster Jam.
Pfizer. They'll be Pfizer this weekend.
And it's their championship series truck show, too. Mm. So they're back. They're going to be tearing it up. Mm-hmm. You already know. There's tickets going for $17 starting. You can visit them.
You can go find all that out
online.
What else is going on this weekend, though? Because I have my kids, so I need to know what's happening this weekend. Anything cool happening that you found?
Well, one great one. Milwaukee Museum Days. They got free and reduced admission for more than 25 museums and cultural institutions that are taking part in the Milwaukee Museum Days.
This.
They got free reduced admission January 19th, yesterday, all the way through January 29th. Visit Milwaukee.org for the details.
Yeah, no, I saw this on Instagram. I saw this Visit Milwaukee and other people were sharing this, that it was like the week for the museums to get a good deal to free or reduced admission. So that's really cool.
That's one right there. I mean,
awesome.
If you got a bunch of kiddos or if you just want to get a nice group together.
Yep. What else?
Boom. Yesterday, I was telling you about this off air. The Lights Field is debuting in Cathedral Square Park.
Okay, hold on. I didn't know about this literally until you told me yesterday. So this is like a literal outdoor light show that they're debuting tonight.
Yep.
At Cathedral Square downtown.
Yep. So it debuted last night. Last night.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's going until like May.
I didn't know this was even happening. This is cool.
It's an outdoor geometric immersion. Mm. So they've got geometric shapes, huge, of all variety, size, shapes.
Waukesha had one of these, and it may still be going on. I've seen this as well online. Hold on, though. Do you have to pay, or is it free since it's outdoor? How does this work?
Admission is free.
What? What? Oh, you could just go to Cathedral Square and watch it.
You going to tell me I got to pay to walk through a park?
That's what I mean. Well, that's what I'm saying.
But no, it's free. Free, cool. And it's throughout the entire park. You're going to be able to just enjoy it. It starts 4:30 to 8 p.m.
All
and
night.
It's just everything.
This is like DZ when you go downtown, you look at Christmas lights. It's updated for January through May. I love it.
Now it's just Lightsfield.
Good stuff.
That's the name. So if you want that, MilwaukeeDowntown.com, get them deets. But free admission.
Listen, if people don't know how to Google in 2023 when we talk about some of this stuff, man, I'm telling you what. Sometimes people ask me questions and I go, you know, I'm just going to Google what you ask me, right? Like, before you ask me, Google it, okay? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I feel
like if I was listening to the radio and I heard you, I'd be like, okay, Cathedral Square, light show, Milwaukee, and I would hope something would come up, right?
I think you're quicker than some people.
I don't know
I'm
about
just going to say that.
Now you're really getting ahead of yourself.
But my favorite.
Yes, what?
Wisconsin Rummage-O-Rama.
What is this?
I love to rummage. I love me some Goodwills. I like to thrift shop. And it was pre-Macklemore days. I'm not popping tags because he throws something about $20 in my pocket. I love to thrift. I grew up thrifting. Wisconsin Rummage-O-Rama is the longest running flea market out here. It's opening its doors again for the weekend out at Waukesha County Expo Center.
I know where Waukesha County Expo Center is. Yeah.
$4 admission, $2 for seniors. And you can literally go through and just rummage-O-Rama. You pick through a bunch of bins, different stuff. Mm-hmm. This is for the thrifters out there. You can find some nice pieces, I'm telling you.
You know Milwaukee's like famous for being one of the biggest coupon cities. I don't know if you know that about our city. So, and we are the rummagers. We are the bargain people. That is us, DZ. So I believe that this will be a huge hit at the Waukesha Expo Center. There's a lot of stuff going on. I like it. Did you say something? There's one other thing that's like a hunting and fishing thing?
Oh, yeah.
What do we got? Come on. You know me. I don't know much about hunting and fishing. I'm like, what do we got with the hunting and fishing? Help these people out.
The All Canada Show. It's making a comeback after a 2-year absence. It's the All Canada Show. It's basically an outdoor expert. It's hunting, fishing, lodging. Anybody that's got resorts, outfitters from Great White North, they got seminars and deals. It's an outdoorsman's time.
Where's that at?
All Canada Show. That goes down 325 South Moreland Road at the Brookfield Conference Center.
Right near Brookfield Square.
Right over there.
I know exactly where that is. Well, all the fishers, maybe I should go look for a dude. Not that women don't like to hunt and fish.
Hey, you might run into an ex. I don't know.
I might run into an ex. You know what? Never mind. Never mind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.